Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We've all learned this Chazal. We're all aware what it says in Svarim, that at a chuppah, at the moments of chuppah, that earlier dayaris come to the chuppah. That's a very famous inyan that's broad, that's a truth. That generations, some say up to 10 generations, very, very great people prepare, not just the chasna and kala. Anybody who's going to sit under the chuppah and sit around the chuppah, people do tshuva, and people prepare because there are a lot of greats. There were great rebbes, many, many great rebbes who brought kvetluch to the chuppah. They literally brought sheets of papers, kvitloch, that they wanted to be mispalel. Avada, they're not mispalel to tzadikim, they're mispalel to Hashem, b'schos tzadikim. Chaim, it was delicious. Thank you. You're so nice. Just what a chaver Chaim is. Yesterday was an energetic and a little bit of a difficult day. And last night I was a little overwhelmed, and my chaver Chaim said, "You looked overwhelmed." And he came, him and his rebbetz and Sarah baked fresh, delicious cookies. It was a tremendous mezainus, and the cookie was so delicious from who it came. The ava that was in there, to us chassidim Chaim, that a person is pile on the davar anifal. A person's pile on things, that's how it works. They put a tremendous ava. I said over on Shabbos Kodesh that the Satmar Rebbe says, Yosef HaTzadik says to his brother twice, "Al tira, don't be afraid." And the second time he says, "Don't be afraid, I'll feed you." The first time they're afraid of Yosef HaTzadik, what he's going to... Now that Yaakov Avinu is nifter, maybe Yosef will want to extract revenge. But a second time he says in the parasha, "Don't be afraid." Said the Satmar Rebbe, what they were afraid is to be fed by Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu is nifter, and now they're going to need to come on to Mitzrayim. And they were afraid that a person has hashpa on his physical items, Avi. People have hashpa on their money. And they were afraid to take money from bad sources and food from bad sources. And Yosef HaTzadik says, "Al tira noichi achalkal aschem, I will feed you." It is very, very real that a person's mashpi on his physical things. Understanding the Torah that a yid speaks lashon hara and the wall gets saras. The Torah is saying something. A madna maisa tov yachat zivud mangid. A person speaks lashon hara, Avi, and the wall gets saras. We impact our physical things. We impact. A person speaks lashon hara, his clothing gets saras. The clothing of ours, we impact. The walls of us, we impact. The physical things. Big tzaddikim were very makbid where they take money from. Because the money is impacted. Somebody bakes a cake with ava, they put things in the cake. The cake matters. They hand out the cake, and of course it matters. People impact their physical things. Shirayim is not a new thing. It's in Svarim. The Taimya Minhagim brings from Kadmainim the power of Shirayim. A yid touches something, leaves impact on it. This is not a chassidish, it's just the Torah that rocks said, "Allah yiniach tzaddik roishay." Rocks said, "I want the tzaddik to put his head on me." Why? Because the tzaddik puts his head on a rock. The rock is elevated. It does something to the rock. I was at one of the simchas recently. They had the kais from the Yid HaKadosh. And after they guard that kais, Yehuda, after the chuppah, I went to take a sip from the kais. I wanted a drink. You pour out, but I wanted a drink from the Yid HaKadosh kais. And I took the kais, and a family member like almost tackled me. They were like, nice. They thought I was like, they don't want that kais out of their hands. So I just want a sip. They let me take a sip from the Yid HaKadosh kais. These are big things. These are very, very serious things. That these are chazal and psukim. You don't have to be a certain brand of Yiddishkeit. Allah yiniach tzaddik reishay. In the words of Chazal, lo nivra olam al litzav seshalzu. The world was created for this person to connect. This is how it works. a person touches something physical is mashpia on physical things. We can put bad hashpois, we can speak lashon hara and cause saras in the physical, or we can say dvarim shebikdusha and cause an ilui. Hu misale va'ayla misale imay. The physical world has an elevation. The Chazon Ish was able to see on a makom that some, there are stories with the Chazon Ish. I heard this from a Talmud Muvak of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was able to feel on a spot that Torah was learned in that spot. Somebody learned Torah recently. He experienced, this is dvarim pshutim, Chazal, that a person's mashpi on his physical things. Somebody makes a cookie for another yid, like to be misameach, there's something holy, there's something in that cookie, does something. You eat that cookie, it's pashut, it's dvarim pshutim. A man comes home, there's no food in the world. A man comes home, his wife cooks him, cooked the suda, there's something otherworldly, there's love in the food. There's something different. I always appreciate, we was Zayich, he's not here today, I'm not saying this, Dovi with Frank, it was the cook of the yeshiva, he loved the yeshiva. With Zaycha always, we have good cooks. When Dovi was, he was one of the chevren, it was like such a schos for him to cook the food. And he cooked, it's pashut, you got firmer when you ate such food, that was Dovi's food, that he cooked for the chevren, that puts hashpah, there's something in the food, it's dvarim pshutim. And tzaddikim were very, very careful who shechted their food, who baked their food, who cooked their food, where it came. Tzaddikim had a very, very big care for physical things because, of course, the person who creates and makes it's mashpi on the physical thing. So I wanted to thank Chaim. That cookie was delightful. Those cookies, it was really appreciated. Thank you, Chaim. Chaim gave the cookies last night. Chaim, I ate the cookies. It was wonderful. Thank you, Chaim. Thank you, Chaim. I wanted, it's a good topic. It's a good segue into welcoming. We're Zaycha here, that we have a Chasna Kal. And I want to speak about a Chasna Kal. Aryeh Barnett is back home together with his father. All of us are aware, and it's brought in Svarim like this, that at the moment of the chuppah, that earlier dairis come to the chuppah and are there at the shas of the chuppah. And I want to just explain that people, it's not just the, we're not, it's not just this statement, this oddity, this bizarre, this strange, like a strange oddity. They leave Olam Haba, big tzaddikim, and they come to the chuppah. It's a very simple mitzvah. Olam Haba is a place people are nene miziv hashchina. They're enjoying the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Anything on this earth that's a bigger display of Kvod Shemayim, that is a begeder, a place of Ashras Hashchina, tzaddikim leave there and come to. It's not an aberration, this weird thing, this oddity, that tzaddikim leave Olam Haba and come to the chuppah. A chuppah is a time, a chasna and kala are creating Ashras Hashchina. Of course the chasna and kala, of course earlier dairis come to such a makam, it's a place of Ashras Hashchina. They're with Hashem, they're in Olam Haba, nenemi ziv Hashchina. Whenever there's a place created here that they have shaychus to, so they're allowed to come. We know in yeshiva, this is not a baba mice, it's a true story. Eli's father, Eli Schoenbrunn's father, Eli came to him. Eli Schoenbrunn's father was an honest guy and not a guy. He's an Olam Haba, they're together in Olam Haba. Was somebody who didn't exaggerate, didn't say stu, was a very exact person. Eli Schoenbrunn came to his father in a dream and said, they allow me in Shemayim to come daven, right in this minyan, in our minyan, they allow him in Shemayim to come daven. And he said to his father, if you doubt the dream, you're going to ask yourself, is this real? Maybe I'm just thinking about my son. He said, I'll prove it to you. He said, call up Kalish and Chaim Berlin. The minig is yeshiva, is the chazan, even a bacher wears the talis over his head. So let that be your simon, he said to his father. And he called me up and he asked the chazanim where. I said, yes, that's right, Oberlander's Makbid. That's the minig Chaim Berlin, that the chazan, even if he wears a hat, takes off that and puts a talis over his head. And he came to his father, and it's pashut, it's not a chiddush. Wherever on earth there's Ashras Ashrin and there's sincere Yidden davening, talking to Hashem with sincerity, and Yidden are talking to Hashem, so then people from Olam Haba tend to go there because they're allowed to be around Ashras Ashrin. Typically there's more there than here. At a chuppah, Chasn and Kal are creating a place for Ashras Ashchina, so people in the Olamis who have shaykhs to it are allowed to come to that. They're drawn to that. It's a place of Ashras Ashchina. And to us, it's to everybody, the celebration of a Chasn and Kal, a Chasn who absorbed Madregas of Ruchnias and now is going to put it into a concrete home. He's going to put it into a place, into a physical home. It's going to be another place, another Beis HaMikdash. Another Beis HaMikdash is happening. It's very fascinating. We're a people, Jacob, we're a people you would expect that the start of our people was a yeshiva. It's not that way, Jacob. The start of our people was a family. The start of our people was Avram and Sarah, Beis Avram. Together they did create a yeshiva. But Beisai Shel Avram, and we replicate, Jacob, that we build a home, a place of Ashras Ashchina. So to me it's extremely exciting that we have a Ben Taira who's now setting forth with his Kala, going to build a place of Ashras Ashchina. Physical matters, this world matters. The Kala should put wonderful shades on the window, should have nice couch, the whole house should be beautiful. When I was younger and I knew much less about Torah and life, Jacob, I felt badly about something. My wife and I bought a house from a sports writer. Now this guy had a huge house, he had 7 bedrooms, the first house we bought. And this guy lived in a house, was crumbling, and it was so, we didn't own that one. The first one we bought, it was crumbling, it was like a house. And my wife and I were fixing it up, and I went a walk on with my wife, and we asked, how can it be this guy could live in that house, and it's crumbling, and I need it to look so pretty? How could it be? So we're more megushim than the guy? We're about the right things. We're not. What's pshat? He could live in such a house. And we spoke about it, and it's pasha to me. The house has to look. The Beis HaMikdash was full of gold. Your house has to be beautiful. Because it's a place we're having Suda Shabbos in that house. It should look stunning. There's Suda Shabbos in the house. We're raising children to serve Hashem. It's a Beis HaMikdash. He had televisions in every room, so Negevistaif, and he doesn't even live in his house, he lives elsewhere. They had huge screens in every room. That was in the place. I saw screens, mamish, large screens in every. In lieu of those screens, we built a Beis HaMikdash. We built a beautiful home. So, my bracha to the Chasn and Kala. The physical matters. Allah niach tzadik reishim. The walls of the house matter. It's interesting that Chazal say, besides saying that Arvim Yom Kodim Avlad, it's announced who a person's wife's going to be, and announces who a person's home's going to be. Hashem already decrees Menashemai, means that your physical things are meant to connect to you and be part of you, and they matter. They matter a lot. We utilize them in beautiful ways. We're not shakua in them. We're not stuck in them. We utilize them in the same way. Yisachar is called Chamar Garam. Chamar is chumrius. Chamar garam, he's a chumrius stick. A person means he's misala the chaymer. Yisachar, who's the learner of Torah, elevates. He's a chamar garam. He's a thick bone donkey. But chamar is chumrius, and it means Yisachar is maila. He picks up. He picks up the gashmius. Things are meant for a purpose. Things are meant for a place. The excitement of a chasne kala, another home. There's another place that's loyal to Hashem, another another house of loyalty to Hashem, the Chasna Kala should build the Bayis Neman be Yisrael. Before I asked the Chasna to play music, I felt today, I have the very tired to share the things I want to learn together, but I felt today was a day that I wanted to ask you, that song on Betachin sounded beautiful. Maybe you teach that to the Chevra. And we'll do another song, and then soon we'll ask the Chasna to join in.
Simple song, I'll sing it once and please join me. Thank you.
I'm Oh, yeah. It's the new strings. I'm always too scared to do it.
My balls!
Back you.
Almighty.
Never stop singing.
Oh my
god. We all go to sleep.
Your body's like taken over by an angel, like they know.
This was just taken over by you.
What cookies you been eating, bro?
Feel off the deepest, see the beneath. Every it has a neshama. Of the deepest, see the beneath, every it has a neshama. Feel of the deepest, see the beneath, every it has a neshama. Feel of the of the clippers and say the benimis yedet ha-da-neshama mach of the clippers and say the benimis yedet ha-da-neshama. So holy, so pure, so precious, Nishamis of Yedin, Nishamis of Yedin. So pure, so precious, Nishamis of Yedin, Nishamis of Yedin.
Oh my goodness.
That's a clip.
What?
Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi ends with a pasuk, ends with an inyan that I want to speak about for a few minutes. We were zeicha today in our base medrash that Akiva Prager has come to visit our base medrash. Together with the whole chevra, but I've been zeicha the last couple of years to meet Akiva, and I was happy. Bashkocha, they were learning a Gemara brachas tafchapiz, and they're learning together brachas. So we got to learn a sugya that they had just completed last week. You said a sugya of arvos kol yisrael arevim zelazeh, the responsibility that yidden have one for another. And I'll be honest, I found it cool. I found it incredibly appropriate to learn the sugya of Arvus together with Akiva, who's an embodiment of Arvus, of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh. I was happy. It like felt right, Avi. It felt appropriate. It was a sugya. Akiva's a living embodiment of that sugya of Arvus, of a yid having a responsibility for another yid. So I wanna learn a little bit of a sugya about Achdus Yisrael, about the unity of Yidden, feeling a responsibility for Yidden. I want to learn this sugya. I want to welcome back as well. It's a schus that this week we have Dovi back in the Beis Medrash. It's very hard. It's hard to say. Klal Yisrael, we find ourselves in a difficult matzav. And certainly each of us is working on things. Betachin, Yehuda sang us that song of Betachin, of faith in Hashem. It's very unique. All of us are thinking what the end of this war is, what it looks like. In your mind, I haven't heard one normal solution yet, not one. I haven't heard one person, and I've been looking and listening and thinking, I haven't heard one normal solution for the situation. What does it even mean for the war to end? I don't understand. What would end the war? What does it look like? I did not think of one solution, and a little bit I'm comforted by that. And I'd like to explain why I'm comforted, but then I want to learn this sugya. A little bit I'm comforted, Chaim. In any coffee room in America of yeshivas where people are talking and handling, because it's on our minds, we're in a matzav, like, what is the solution? What is the end? What is the war? What's the tafkid of the war? What they do this and then what? I haven't heard one intelligent idea, not one. It's mind-boggling to think what it would take, what it means, what it looks like, what the solution. And the truth is that there's something very comforting. Our only answer is betachin in Hashem. When we have issues in our own lives and we have solutions, so we're betachin in Hashem, but we're also betachin in the solution. Hashem will like help us. There'll be a siyata d'shmaya. God will like, Hashem will help with the solution. He'll bring us there. When you can't think of a solution, so then it's just Hashem. Hashem, totally, we need you. When we think of solutions, to a degree, it's a blockage, because there is only Hashem, and the only solution is from Hashem. But it's a skivista blockage. A guy has a good business, a good parnasa. See, Davin's Baruch Aleinu, please Hashem, help me. Like, I need a little, I have a good business, talk, and pashtus, I don't need you so much. But maybe you'll like lean in a little bit. That's a blockage because it's only Hashem. Hashem's the Mevarech Hashanim, and becomes a human challenge to say, Hashem, I think I have some good eitzes, but of course, nothing happens without Hashem. But when you can't think of solutions, when the mind is completely overwhelmed, the mind is worn out, and my mind and all of our minds tries to think of solutions. It's because we care. And because we care and are thinking about it, it's on our mind somehow tries to go to solutions, and none of us can come up with a solution. And I bazai, what we do is the only thing we could do is we enter into prayer and we talk and we think about betachin Hashem. Hashem has us. Shuvi nashu nuchaychi ki Hashem gamal aloychi. So there's betachin and many other things that people are working on in the matzav that we're in. But the most organic response is Yidna coming together. All of us have watched the Edelstone family, a family by us, our mishpacha went through a loss of the tata of the mishpacha, and I've watched the brothers unite. Moyo flew to St. Louis for Shabbos Kodesh to be with his brother. He flew and spent Shabbos to be with his brother in yeshiva to hold hands with his brother, Simcha and Moyo. And I've watched Shlomo with Moyo, and I've watched the friends, Hudi, Yisro, Maish, well, Shui, all the friends unite. The most organic response to difficulty in a family is the family unites. That's a natural, organic response. And we're watching in the last tikufa since Simchas Torah, Klal Yisrael coming together. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael Be'ez Hashem on Tuesday night, and I want to do something with our chevra. I want to do something with the chevra, and my main thoughts are Yidden should come together. I asked Akiva is the type of person who unites Yidden. He brings Yidden. We share that we're not into the man-made walls that people build as a godly mitzvah that we're all Yidden. And we create these silly divisions and walls that are not always silly, but they're silly when we don't understand that deeper than our different customs and different yeshivas and communities, we're one people. And I'm very much determined in Eretz Yisrael this time to do something we've never done. Normally you go and we fabreng with the chevra. I want to go with the chevra. We're going to go to other yeshivas. The first night I come, Wednesday night, I called Akiva, arranged one yeshiva, I called the chaver. I just want Yidden to come together, different Yidden to come together. So I want to share this Var Chaim HaKadosh with the chaver. It's an Var Chaim HaKadosh, it's much longer than I'm going to give it over now, but I don't want to overrun Second Seder. But I am excited. Dovi's here, Menachem's back home. Welcome home, Menachem. Menachem, listen to this Archaim HaKadosh. Avi, listen to this Archaim HaKadosh. One of the most unique scenes of leaving Mitzrayim. Yedidya, I'm a very visual learner. And we leave Mitzrayim, Jacob. We get out of years, decades and decades of servitude. And there's a picture of Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a very strange detail in the picture of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's bizarre. We leave Mitzrayim, say there are people out. I am loving the pictures of the captives returning home, of soldiers. Somebody show any video you get like this, please show me. I saw a picture of a soldier coming back. He had hurt his foot in Gaza. He came back to his community. There was so much Ava celebrating and welcoming. So there's a visual of Yidden coming out of Mitzrayim is a beautiful visual of a Yid out of unfriendly confines into the awaiting arms of his people, into the waiting arms of Hashem. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is an important picture, but there's a very bizarre thing. Bring out the bones of Yosef, Atzmas Yosef, and in the most like the picture of our people from the greatest pictures of our history is Yetzias Mitzrayim, Abram. Getting out of Egypt is from the great moments. A Yid is mechoyev to remember every single day and night. Kol yimei chayecha to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, and bizarrely upon busting out of Egypt. Egypt's an unfriendly place, a place full of zima, full of selfishness, full of taiva. And when we bust out of Mitzrayim, in a bizarre scene, we come out with Atzmas Yosef. The bones of Yosef are leading us. This is in Parshas Vayechi. This is like the end of Tyrus Avos, and we go into our nation and to the Banim. Vayishba Yosef as Bnei Yisrael. Yosef HaTzadik makes Klal Yisrael swear. Now, the Chazal explained that he made them swear and had them ask their children to swear, and their children asked their children. This was a shvuah that we swear till today. You'll see it has ramifications. But Yosef HaTzadik didn't just ask them to swear. He asked them to have their children swear. Lamer saying, Pakai Yifkai Elikim Eschem. Hashem will surely free you. You will get out of Mitzrayim. Va'alisim es atzmaisai mizeh. Bring out atzmas Yosef. The bones of Yosef have to come out of Mitzrayim. Such a strange, it seems like a very side story. Like he wants to be buried. Every person should have Kfuras Yisrael. Parshas Vayichi is a famous parsha that we're Zayich and Yeshiva. We have a Rabbi Zon Shlita. He's a beautiful Yid who cares about other Yidden. And his father is a person. It's so appropriate. Rabbi Zon's a Yid. If he's leading a revolution of Kavod of a Yid. Kavod a Yid. Rabbi Zon is a Rebbe who restores dignity to Yidden who may have been robbed of their Kavod. So cool, if you know this story, Raizon's father has given his life to Kavod of Mason. Raizon's father travels the world and has stood up that people he has saved hundreds of Yiddish bodies from cremation. And he's somebody who's, he taught 24 years ago when we came to Waterbury, so we were 9 young alight, and we all were asked to join the Chevra Kedisha. We knew nothing about how to treat bodies with kavod. We didn't know the halachas, and who taught us? Raizon's father came to Waterbury, and he taught us. Reb Schlingenbaum brought him down. Reb Schlingenbaum, who was the head of the Chevra Kedisha, was a Talmud. Is a Talmud of who? Raizon's tata. How cool is it that Raizon's father, who stood up for kavod amesim, is blessed with a son who's leading a revolution of kavod of yidden? Is stunning and beautiful. And Parshas Vayichi across America, shuls make appeals to treat for Kavod HaMesim, to support Chevra Kedishas, because it speaks about Yaakov Avinu's Petira, and it speaks about the ends with Yosef's promise that Va'alisem es atzmaisai mizeh, take out my body mizeh. Now what's the word zeh? Mi zeh, that word zeh, the Archaim HaKadosh, very much tells. Whenever it says zeh, it's pointing at something. What's the zeh? Take my bones, mi zeh. What's this mi zeh? And what is this visual, Yosef's bones, Atzmas Yosef? Now, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something that it's Mivur and Rishainim, that every single Shevet promised to bring out their own Shevet's bones. Shevet Reuven came out with Reuven's bones. And Shevet Shimon came out with Shimon's bones. And Levi and Yisachar and Zvul. All the Shvatim brought out their Avos. They all asked. It's Mivur and Rishainim. That all the Shvatim. Yet only every Shevet only promised to bring out their own. Levi just brought out Levi's bones. And Shevet Yisachar brought out. Now it's obvious to me that the bones represent the Etzem, the Metzius. And Reuven bringing out Reuven's bones meant they would be true to Shevet Reuven. Each Shevet means something. Each Shevet has a Messiah. Each Shevet has a way, has a style, has a derech of Avodas Hashem. And they all brought out the bones of their Shevet. I have no kasha. And why that's so important, when you saw Yetzias Mitzrayim, they were carrying the bones, they knew where they came from. And they were loyalists to the derech of Avodas Hashem they came from. That's not my kasha. I'm bothered about Atzmas Yosef, the bones of Yosef, because the following thing happened. All of Klal Yisrael brought out their own Shevet's bones. But Yosef HaTzadik could have been like the rest of Klal Yisrael, like his brothers. All his brothers asked. Levi asked his family, bring out my bones. And Yisachar asked his family. Yosef HaTzadik didn't just ask his family. He made Kol Yisrael swear to bring Atzmas Yosef. That's weird. Everybody else brings their own shaven, and what it represents and means is that they were loyal to their derech of Avodas Hashem. But it wasn't just every shaven brought out their own bones. All of Klal Yisrael swore to bring out Yosef HaTzadik bones. There's something different about Atzmas Yosef, and at the holy moment when Klal Yisrael was busy with Biza Sayam at the moment of leaving, our leader, Moshe Rabbeinu, representing Kol Yisrael, because he was Shakol, connected Kol Yisrael, he was the Melech of Yisrael, his Levava, and Moshe Rabbeinu, representing Kol Yisrael, was busy with Atzmas Yosef, because it was a Chiyuv on Kol Yisrael. What's happening? Every Shevet brought out the bones of their Shevet. Yet Yosef HaTzadik's bones are different. Kol Yisrael brings Atzmas Yosef. What's the story with the bones of Yosef? And it's important visual. The moment of leaving Mitzrayim, Moshe was busy. Kol Yisrael was busy with Biza Sayam, and Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Atzmas Yosef as a shliach of Kol Yisrael. The moment of leaving was all busy with Atzmas Yosef. What's happening? What's happening with that? What I would like to explain is what the Archaim HaKadosh says. And he stresses the word mizeh. And Yosef said to them, take as valisem uplift atzmoisai mizeh, like this. From this, he points at something. What's he saying? I'd like to explain. When Yosef goes to his brothers and he's looking for his brothers, he was sent on a shlichus by his father. Now he knew it was dangerous. His brothers were mad at him. We're backtracking all the way to when Yaakov Avinu sent Yosef to go see his brothers. And he meets a stranger who was a malach. And he says, "As achai anoichi mivakesh, I'm seeking my brothers. I want my brothers. I want to connect to my brothers." Very, very important words. As achai anoichi mivakesh, the calling of every yid, I'm seeking my brothers. And Yosef HaTzadik was looking to care for his brothers. And the malach says, "Nasui mizeh," they have traveled from this. What's the this? Yosef HaTzadik spoke about as achai anoichi mivakesh, unity. Brothers being there for each other, unity. And the malach said, "Nasui mizeh," they have traveled from this. That ship has sailed. There's no unity. Nasui mizeh, the zeh he was pointing, this is the unity, is Achdus Yisroel. He was pointing out what Yosef HaTzadik had said, as achai anoichi mivakesh. I want brotherhood, togetherness, I care about my brothers. And the malach said, "Nasui mizeh." They've traveled from this, and they ended up selling Yosef HaTzadik. They ended up not caring about their brother, the opposite of brothers caring, of arvus, of caring one for another. Nasui mizeh. Says the Archaim HaKadosh, Yosef HaTzadik says, "Halisim es atzmoisai mizeh." I want to travel back to Zes. Achei anoichi mevakesh, the Archaim HaKadosh says. What they had been nasui mizeh, they had traveled from this. Yosef HaTzadik said, "I want you to come back with Atzmas Yosef. And I want all the Shvatim to bring in the rejected brother." The opposite of the Mechiras Yosef, Klal Yisrael all together bringing out the fallen soldier, carrying Atzmas Yosef. What was saying was the Achrayis one for another. He who was rejected, he who was sold, he who was forgotten about, he who it says on him, Nasui Mizeh, the brothers have traveled from Achdus Yisrael. They had come back, Halisim es Atzmoisai Mizeh, bring my bones. Achdus Yisrael, the Achrayis one for another. It's true every Shevet carried out and was loyal to their own, but all the Shvatim, Yosef said, had taken Achrayis for Yosef. The rejected brother is now the included brother. And the scene of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Shleimus of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is when Yidna caring for one another, when there's Achrayis and responsibility for one another. The outpouring of Chesed, Sin Simchas Torah. A bacher here showed me a stat that from North America, $1 billion have been given by Yidden Teretz Yisrael to assist Achenu Bnei Yisrael. $1 billion. The extreme outpouring of Chesed is the exact necessity, is exactly what's necessary to get out of Mitzrayim. I spoke about the Eish El Avram that Yaakov Avinu brought to Mitzrayim. What busts us out of Mitzrayim is finding that chesed inside of us, finding that care for another, finding that place of care for another. In yeshiva years ago, I always spoke about being kind and thinking about the Zulas. Today, you guys have changed my mind. I don't speak about being kind as like an external, be nice. I say find the kindness inside of us. That's our soul has cheshek and chios and a want. You find the bacher, there's a certain like winter mode people get into in Durham. It happens. The weather starts getting colder and people get detached. Find the chesed, reach out to another yid. Reach out, find the chesed that lives inside of us. We have a soul that gets a chios and a cheshek from giving and sharing and noticing and uplifting. That's our chios. If a bacher feels detached, he has to find somebody to cheer up. He has to find somebody to notice. What gets us out of Mitzrayim, places of stuck, places of distance, places from me, Hashem, is Atzmas Yosef. It's when we find that Achrayus for the next person. We bust out of Mitzrayim with Achdus Yosef, with Atzmas Yosef. What brings us into Egypt is selling the brother. What brings us down to Mitzrayim is the rejection of the different one. What brings us out of Mitzrayim is we collect and bring together and uplift Halisim es Atzmaisai, the raising up of Atzmas Yosef, bringing up Atzmas Yosef. That's what brings us out of Egypt every single time. You want to get out of stuck, find that place that cares, that gives, that notices, that takes care of, that lifts up Atzmas Yosef. So that's the sugya I wanted to learn. We're entering into the weeks of Mitzrayim. It was the Akdama to entering Mitzrayim. Yosef told them the clue out of Mitzrayim. He said he made them swear this, and he made them swear that they would make their children swear. And we swore in Gong Mitzrayim that you're surely get out of here. Halisim es atzmoisai mizeh, what the Archaim HaKadosh says, is the secret to getting out is unity, Achdus Yisroel. To pull in, to care about another, to uplift another, not to reject. It's interesting. We have a chassan here. I've seen when guys go out, like a tanai in a shidduch. You know, people ask a bacher, what are you looking for? A tanai in arbe smedrash. Like, doesn't work. Anybody could know somebody's interested in a shidduch from here. I know about Aryeh's kala that she's smart, because she picked a good chassan. That I know. But I know something else. I know something else because I've seen our guys struggle. If somebody rejects Yidden, puts down Yidden, it doesn't go to a third date or a kimata, a second, maybe a mitzvah. It definitely doesn't go to a third date. It doesn't go anywhere because what our base medrash is built on the foundation, if you want to get out of Mitzrayim, Atzmas Yosef comes with you. The yeshiva survives. The yeshiva's mantra is to steig and cause your roommates to steig. Cause others to steig. Don't go at it alone. Don't just get at him, Mitzrayim yourself. Bring Atzmas Yosef with you. The rejected brother has to come with you too. He comes, you schlep him along, he comes too. Halisem, lift up. Bring up Atzmas Yosef. This is what the Archaim HaKadosh says, Pshat, that Yosef HaTzadik was telling the brothers. This is the mizeh he was, the mizeh that it was not the mizeh.
The Atzmas is the rejected part?
The Atzmas is the Etzim of Yosef. Yosef is the one who was pushed away. And the Etzim of Yosef is recollecting, bringing Yosef back. I don't know why in Bedavka, the Etzim of Yosef means to bring Yosef. The Etzim of Yosef has to come. But that's the message that all the Shvatim, every other Shevet, each Shevet only was Mekabel Achrayis for their Shevet. Asmitz Yosef represents that each Shevet looks into the other Shevet. And Mekabel Achrayis for the other one, responsibility for the other one, to reach out, to connect, to uplift. I want to ask the guys, I want to make an appeal. On the week we're talking how to get out, we're starting Shmais Veshoivim, the week where we think of getting out of Mitzrayim, the places of stuck that all of us find out. I ask the guys, reach out to other people. When the weather gets cold and stormy this year, I don't know if global warming's a thing, it does feel awfully warm. But I say to the chevra, reach out to other guys with chiyus. Go to rooms and give with a smile, with encouragement, with warmth, to bring warmth to the dorms, to bring warmth to each other. I make an appeal to the guys, of course, to come to Shir and Shiurim and make a schedule. Bring your friend. Either bring him what you want to schedule or go back to the dorm and bring chaos there. Bring life there. There are a lot of guys who are waiting for to be noticed, who are waiting for a conversation, who are waiting for warmth, who are waiting to cry with somebody, who are waiting to hug somebody. There are a lot of guys waiting. Be that guy. Reach out. Reach out. Reach out to other chevra in the dorm. It's in us all. That's the soul that we all have that wants, has a tremendous cheshek, a tremendous chiyus by giving and sharing. And it's the secret how to get out of our own Mitzrayim, our own Mitzrayim, is to find that place that wants to share, that wants to give, that wants to connect. That's the secret at Atzmus Yosef. What brings us in is the rejection of others. What brings us out is when we bring up and bring back and include and lift up the other. So that's the message. I thought it was an appropriate thing to learn on the day Akiva comes to the Beis Medrash. Something I wanted to learn with the Chevra. Menachem, I want to sing something Varim all together. Menachem, do you have a pick? You're back. What's a Gishmaka song we should sing together, Menachem? There was an older, I'm not going to do it now. We have to teach the Chevra. He changed the song a drip, Baruch Levine. Do you remember we used to sing Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu Oyev El Misha Oyev Es Yisrael? Menach, in your day we used to sing that? It's before your days.
You're singing in LA, right?
Yeah. I love that song. You know Rebezi, the Chevra doesn't know that. You know that? Who do you know that song, right? Okay, but let's do what we'll do. Where's...
Ralph, me and you will do so. You do it.
Could you key us a low key that we could reach? let's do Ani Kirvassel and Kim Lee. Does your you and David sing together? David, you sing? So should we have you do once, then we'll join?
Yeah.
Let's have Rabbi say this song Shmuley and Aryeh brought us. Let's have David and Aryeh do it. Welcome home, Azriel Kaufman. Welcome home.
Yeah.
Everybody, kirvas eloikim, kirvas eloikim, litoy. Ani, kirvas eloikim, kirvas eloikim, litoy. Nachamo.
Chasen and Kala, you do one song. Let's go.
When I go to bed, when it feels like I'm on top of the world, a touch of heaven down on earth. When it was my heart to know I'm hurt, so right back at you, word for word. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you. Oh, I love you.
do one more? You didn't hear yet?
One more.
I don't think you hear this one. Look me in the eyes, tell me all the truth that you tried to hide, or tell me all the things that you denied. It's time to open up, 'cause it's building up inside. Tell me that it's okay that I can cry, show a little weakness, human side, but let it all pour out. What do you want from me? A little honesty. Oh, that's the hardest part. Bringing life what you kept in the dark. You tell me it's the only way to move on and feel okay. And what you say to me, oh, it will set you free. Look me in the eyes, tell me all the truth you try to hide, tell me all the things that you deny. I'm hoping up, because it's building up inside. Tell me that it's okay that I can cry, show a little weakness, human side, all pour out. Now that I showed you where my heart is really at, I don't expect you to be here when I get back. Oh, and I get back. Oh, but you stood right by me when everyone turned their backs, told me you'd listen and be there when times get bad. Oh, when times get bad. Look me in the eye, tell me all the truths you try to hide, but tell me all the things that you deny. Time to open up, because building up inside. Tell me that it's okay that I can cry, show a little weakness, human side, let it all pour out. Let it all pour out.
Yeah!
It's time to set it in one Maish lesson just for the yeshiva. Moshe lesson is fresh in yeshiva from Kiryat Sefer, from Eretz Yisrael, right near Moshav Matisyahu, where Rabbi Fisher's yeshiva is located. Maish lives. Let's ask Chaim Shlomo and Aryeh Lekavod Maish one warm song for Maish. Any song you pick, Chaim?
This one's nice, bro.
Oh, the chair right there.
Can I play it?
Can I play it?
That's
have one condition. You guys have seen all of them.
Right, third time. Third time. You guys are
Benzie, put it in my pocket. Put in your pick in my pocket.
It's yours?
Oh, sorry.
Yes. a great guy. I went to their fight, actually.
Yeah.
I know, like, all my wife's husbands, like, whatever, as, like, the meeting area. Right.
You guys in YU?
Yeah.
Kiva Kroll.
Kiva?
Kroll.
I'm good friends with you.
Know you who
nice. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. He's like my heart. Like, my heart beats you. That's like...
You're saying you need a rep?
What?
You need a rep?
Nah, I just... He's like one of the sweetest guys.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.